is the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today on Am I the Jerk, if you just heard, you know that DZ is not here because he got hit this morning trying to come to work because of the weather conditions. And today's, she wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad that she found out her friend had a baby on social media. What? Oh, I got to pull up a chair and get my coffee for this one. We are so far behind, but whatever. Okay, am I the jerk? She said, hi, Allie and DZ. One of my friends just had a baby, and I found out about it on Instagram. We've been good friends throughout her pregnancy, and I even call her once a week, check in with her, and I even went to her baby shower. I was invited to that. I spoke to her just a few days before she went into labor and even texted her husband. And he said, hey, we're at the hospital now waiting for the baby to come. She says, as a mom, I understand everything that comes with having a baby. And I had a baby a few years ago and I made a point to personally message the people close to me in my life that I had had a baby. But now I found out about the birth of her baby on social media. I went to her baby shower. How could I find out about this on social media? Am I the jerk for being mad that I found out about the birth of a baby on social media instead of hearing it straight from my friend? I want to be anonymous. Thank you both. Okay. I mean, one time, listen, I'll tell this story and throw myself under the bus. One time I bought a house, okay? Well, a couple times I bought a house, but I bought a house about 10 years ago and I did it so, not impulsively, but I had been looking and then just one day I was like, this is it. I want it. I had little babies. I buy the house. I post on social media. One of my best friends at the time calls me. She goes, are you joking me? I found out you bought a house on social media. And I was like, yeah, maybe that probably wasn't the best. So I have done that. But this is a baby. I mean, this is a total baby. She wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad that she found out about the birth on social media and not, she wants a text, something. And I don't blame her if she was at the shower. Sometimes people at the shower, though, are not people close to us. We just invite everybody that, you know, and anyone we can think of. So 414-533-1037. Is she the jerk for being mad she found out her friend had a baby on social media? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so it's just me today because, as you might have heard, DZ got into a car accident. Somebody hit him this morning. So threw the whole day off. Just be careful on those roads because, yeah, the snow hit last night, that's for sure. All right, so the question today is she wants to know if she's the jerk. She's really upset that she found out that her friend had her baby on social media. She's like, I went to the shower. I check in with her. We've been friends. I'm a mom. I thought that, you know, I would get a text or something. And she got nothing. So she's like, am I the jerk for being upset that I found out that she had her baby on social media? All right, we're going to go to the phones. I'm going to start with, how about, I think this is Amber in Milwaukee. Hi, Amber.
Hi. Allie, and I hope DZ's okay.
Thank you.
Honestly, I think she is the friend that got upset about it is the jerk.
You think she's the jerk?
Like, honestly, like, you, as a female, when you have a kid, there could be all kinds of things that happen. Mm-hmm. I know when I had my son, I was higher than a kite. Because they shot me up with four shots of morphine and four shots of
girl. Same girl, and I had C-sections and I was really gone.
Right. So I was telling the doctor he's a great captain of our ship, let alone texting people. So, yeah.
Okay, but wait. But Amber, here's what you're missing. She posted on social media, though. That's, I think, what is crazy. It'd be one thing if she,
did
that would make sense.
Or did her husband post?
I don't know. It says she found out on social media, so I assumed she posted. I don't know. But look, I'm going to go with yours. You say jerk for being upset you found out your friend had a baby on social media. I am shocked. I really thought you guys were going to be like, no, that's messed up. You're like, no. You have a baby, you don't. And I do agree. When someone has a baby, you kind of leave them alone for a little bit and then you check in. But finding out about the birth on social media versus a text, I could see how that might trigger a few people. You know what I mean?
When you have a baby, first off, you're not thinking about no phone.
You're not. But she posted on social.
And formula and all the stuff that you got to do to take care of the baby.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Amber, you say jerk. Let's see if everyone agrees with you, okay?
Good morning.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So she wants to know if she's the jerk. She's upset because she found out her friend had a baby on social media. She knew the friend was pregnant. She just did not know that the baby had come. She went to the shower and everything. So that's why she was like, wait, I found out on social media. All right. Next up, Michelle, formerly of Hartford, now from, what is she from? Oh, Greenfield now. Hi, Michelle in Greenfield.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning. All right. Is she the jerk for being mad she found out her friend had a baby on social media?
Yeah, she's a jerk 100%.
Seriously.
Everybody posts everything on social media.
True,
which is great. You know, we love food pics. We love we're going to this restaurant. It's great. Okay, so what happened to, hey, you know what, Mom and Dad, I'm calling you. I had a baby. Can you make the chain of calls and call everybody for me? I mean, seriously, come on, people. What is this world coming to? I mean, I found out a friend of mine died on Facebook.
What?
On Facebook.
What?
Yes, my friend Jay died in Illinois on Facebook, and I was a wreck.
And that's how you found out. Oh, yes. My gosh.
So let's all take a step back from social media. Mm-hmm. I think it's gotten too ridiculous.
Well, I will agree. I mean, there are times where I'll post before I will reply to a text. You know this, Michelle.
Oh, God,
however,
yes. By the way, you still owe me a few texts, by the way.
My bad. However, you know, I will totally post daily before I will. My texts have become emails at this point, which is the problem, is that everything is over. We just have too much communication, honestly. As much as we need to communicate, there's too much out there now. And I can't even keep my messages straight. That being said, you should have some kind of a text group when you're about to have a baby. Like, I feel like they dropped the ball on that. I'm not going to blame them because she just had a baby. But at the same time, like, how you invite all these people to your shower, and then when you had the baby, you're like, whatever. I don't know, social media, maybe it's acceptable now because you say jerk.
I do. I mean, you've got Instagram, you've got X, you've got Facebook, you've got Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what else is out there. I mean, seriously, it's ridiculous.
TikTok.
It's 100% ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, Anastasia and Franklin texted in. She's a jerk. Not everything is about you. She just gave birth and had a child. Yeah, she may have a few quick minutes to make that general update on social, but I don't think she's thinking about texting each individual person to let them know she gave birth. I think her way of letting them know was social media. Oh, okay, so that you guys are all on the same page on that.
I mean come on, people, get with it. What happened to being personable? And you know, I mean, whatever.
Well, I tell you what happened. Social media. That's what happened, okay,
yeah,
Michelle?
Exactly. Yeah, I know that, Allie, because of you.
Oh, stop. Okay, fine. I'll, you know what? I'll post on social and say hi to you in the post. How's that?
Oh, God, no. No.
Okay,
no.
Bye,
you
Michelle.
Need a dinner, baby.
I do. I'll text you tomorrow. I swear. No, I don't.
I know. Don't, because you won't.
Okay.
And I hope DZ's okay.
Me
and
too.
And if he needs help, I work at the body shop. He's more than welcome to call me and I can help him.
Aw, thank you. If you missed it, DZ got T-boned this morning, which is why he's not here. It's been a day. So thank you, Michelle.
He's okay. That's the main thing.
Exactly. And this is why I love our listeners, is because you guys come out and you guys take care of your people and vice versa.
Yeah.
And I love that about our little family on this radio station. So, all right. Thanks, Michelle.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
You too.
Love you. Bye. All right. So now we have two jerks. I don't know if anybody's going to change their mind on that, but let's go to Claire in Menominee Falls. Hi, Claire.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
You know, I'm driving to work and the roads are indeed slick. So I hope DZ's doing okay.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I almost spun out a couple times too. So.
Oh, geez. They're not nice. Yeah. I drove really slow to work too, even though it was a couple hours ago. But you know what I'm saying. So be careful out there. All right. So do you think she's a jerk for being mad at her friend for that she found out her friend had a baby on social media?
You know what? I brought the broom. It's a clean sweep.
Oh!
He's a jerk.
Everybody is saying, screw that. Get over yourself, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That mother owes nothing to her.
Mm.
You know, I mean, if everyone had that mentality of, oh my gosh, I can't believe she didn't text me.
Mm-hmm.
She just gave birth.
Mm-hmm.
That's so problematic, in my opinion. Let the woman be.
Yeah.
She just had a kid. Her hands are full.
Mm-hmm.
She's got so much to do.
Absolutely. Somebody texted in and said, my friends and I had group texts every childbirth. I knew when my friend was bleeding out and they had to have 10 people rush in. My husband was texting the group as I was on the operating table. So that's crap she didn't find out right away. See, and that's the other side where this girl who texted in would have said, you know, not the jerk. There's a way to communicate. But I hear what you guys are saying. It's not... They're not thinking about telling everybody. And the social media post was probably just one big thing to be like, everybody knows, now I can move on with my life, right?
Absolutely.
Ooh, everybody's saying, total jerk, it ain't about you. Girly pop, calm down. Yes. That main character energy.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Hudson, listen, let me tell you something, Claire. Hudson, my 12-year-old, said that to me the other day. I was talking about something and I go, this is messed up. He goes, you got real main character energy right now. And I was like, that's really funny, Hudson. So we're going to start.
He's not wrong about this person 100%, giving main character energy.
100%.
He wants to be a part of it.
They want to be the star of the show, and they just are not. So, all right, yep. For sure. Okay, thanks for calling, Claire. Be careful on those roads, all right?
All right. You guys right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. All right. It was a sleep today jerk for finding out on social media. She was not, actually, the friend's the jerk for being upset.